Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for a pre-opening check of our markets here today, and we're going to have a complete look at all the markets coming up after this.
Here's Dr. Harold Newcomb with Merck Animal Health.
For what you're trying to accomplish with the strategic deworming program is to actually deworm the pasture, and what you want to do is reduce the parasite burden on the pasture. If you're a cow-calf producer, you can do this by deworming the cattle 6 to 8 weeks after grass greens up, and then if you're in the deep south, do it again with one of the self-deworming forms about 6 weeks later. The stocker producer should deworm day zero at turnout and then deworm again at 28 days and 56 days later. At day zero, you use two different classes of dewormers concurrently. And at 28 and 56 days, you use one of the Safeguard self-deworming forms. The nice thing about Safeguard is we have a form that will work in just about any producer situation. The benefits from doing this, if you're a cow-calf guy, come in the form of increased conception rates and greater winning weight. If you're a stocker guy, it's actually about 30 to 40 pound advantage over a grazing season.
For more, contact your local Merck Animal Health representative.
Well, cattle and hog futures seem set to open a bit lower with early selling linked to the surprising victory of Donald Trump last night. With so much uncertainty in the air, both in terms of domestic policy and global markets, a specific focus on meat-related fundamentals may be suspended over the next few days. Well, we're looking to look for cash cattle trade to, recede into the background again today, with both buyers and sellers cautiously monitoring outside markets because of those election results. If commodities turn extremely volatile tied to the Trump victory, outside markets and feedlot sales will probably be delayed until sometime on Friday. Now, the hog trade seems likely to open steady to a dollar lower today. Needless to say, the same confusing fallout from the national election will make hog market logic difficult to track through the day, perhaps through the end of the week. Well, theoretically, both hog and cattle bulls could be unnerved by the Trump victory and what it could mean for foreign trade and export potential. Now, on the grains, those crops closed higher yesterday with soybeans back above $10 a bushel as traders now wait results of the election. Soybean had the largest gains of the three crops amid fund buying after recent export business and higher vegetable oil markets. Corn and wheat posted modest gains, with corn finishing at a one-week high. Winter wheat markets closed yesterday with modest gains and fairly active trading. Soft red winter wheat still settled within its recent narrow trading range, while Kansas City hard red winter settled near a two-week high. Developing dry conditions in the Central Plains are gaining some attention. The condition of winter wheat in Colorado, Kansas, and Oklahoma slipped in Monday's weekly crop progress report. Corn finished at a one-week high yesterday in active trading and above key moving averages, and the soybeans finished at a one-week high and above key moving averages as traders prepared for today's crop report. I'll have a complete check on your futures in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, on the futures, live cattle futures, December closed 95 cents higher at 102.60. February up 125 at 104.05. The feeder cattle for November was up 32 cents, 124.40. And January was up 295.7 at 119.22. December hogs down 12 cents, 46.97. February was up 52 cents at 54.50. On the grains, Kansas City wheat, the December hard red winter wheat was up 7.5, 417.5. March up 7.25 at 435. Chicago wheat, December up 5.25, 415.25. March up 4.25 at 432. December corn up 8 cents, 354.25. March up 7.5 at 362.75. January soybeans up 12.75 at 1011.25. March up 12.75 at 1018.25. December cotton down 34 at 68.41. March down 31, 69.03. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.